You're listening to SBS News.
Victorian franchises have had an impressive start to their Super Netball campaigns, with both the Melbourne Vixens and the Collingwood Magpies recording wins in the opening round doubleheader. The Melbourne Vixens got things rolling, defeating the Queensland Firebirds 73-61 at Melbourne Arena. Goal shooter Caitlin Thwaites starred in her return appearance for the club, finishing with 50 goals from 51 attempts. Thwaites's former side, the Collingwood Magpies, then faced the Sunshine Coast Lightning. The Magpies recorded a 57-43 win over the back-to-back champions, a result new Collingwood coach Rob Wright has praised.
Really pleased to get the win. Certainly came into the game thinking, we seem to be in a good place, but certainly every other team's probably feeling that way. So it's nice to know that what we've been doing's certainly on the money at the moment, and it's good to get the win. They're a tough team, clearly the two-time reigning champions.
In the Sydney Derby, the New South Wales Swifts stunned the Giants with a 63-56 win, despite being without some of its key players. And to close out the round, the Adelaide Thunderbirds snapped its losing streak with a one-point win over West Coast Fever. Round 7 in the NRL has seen the Brisbane Broncos also end its losing streak as it recorded a 29-6 win over an injury-hit Cronulla. The Western Sydney Tigers and the Newcastle Knights also recorded wins, and despite the Manly Sea Eagles recording a 4-point win over the Canberra Raiders, it won't be celebrating the loss of captain Daly Cherry Evans to an ankle injury. Sea Eagles coach Des Hasler admits he does have some concerns, but will remain positive for a good outcome for Cherry Evans.
It's encouraging he walked off, so that's a favourable thing. So until we get it scared, we won't really know. It's just one of those things. You don't like to see any player they go down, but when you sort of when they reach for an ankle, then you know that's not always going to be good. Particularly Cherry, he's a pretty tough customer, and he would have hated more having to come off than the actual injury itself.
In Super Rugby, the New Zealand Highlanders thrashed the Japanese side the Sunwolves 52-0, while the South African Sharks recorded its first win in 19 years in Sydney, defeating the New South Wales Waratahs 23-15. Turning to the AFL, and over 92,000 spectators descended on the MCG to watch an Anzac Day thriller between Collingwood and Essendon. The Magpies led for most of the day, and by as much as 33 points in the second quarter, but the Bombers began a late surge, coming within 3 points with just 5 minutes remaining. The Pies hung on for a 73-69 nail-biting win. But the game wasn't without controversy, with Collingwood captain Scott Pendlebury being booed by the Bombers' home crowd as he gave his acceptance speech for the Best on Ground Anzac Medal. Collingwood coach Nathan Buckley used his post-match speech to condemn the booing.
Shame on anyone that booed a champion. Just want to acknowledge the fact that we are blessed to have an opportunity to play on this day to represent the AFL. So thank you to the Essendon Football Club, and we as a football club are very proud to have the opportunity to represent on Anzac Day.
In the other matches, the Brisbane Lions maintained its impressive form, convincingly defeating the Gold Coast Suns 111-62. Port Adelaide, Greater Western Sydney, Fremantle, Hawthorne and Geelong also enjoyed victories. In the A-League, the home and away season has wrapped up, with Perth Glory handing the Wellington Phoenix a 5-0 thrashing. The result means Phoenix finished behind Melbourne City in sixth place, earning the New Zealand side an elimination final matchup against third place Melbourne Victory on Friday. Perth striker Chris Economides has told Fox Sports the side will take a lot out of the win as they head into the week off before the semi-final.
I think it's huge going into the finals with confidence and good form, but you know, as I say always, we just stuck to our game plan, and we know we're strong, and in games like today it's always going to open us up for us, and tonight we did well to take all our chances.
Sydney FC also gets a week off despite their loss on Saturday, while wins to both Melbourne City and Adelaide United will give both sides some confidence heading into an elimination final next Sunday. And in international football, English Championship leaders Norwich City have sealed promotion to the English Premier League with a 2-1 win over the Blackburn Rovers. Elsewhere, and Australian Mitch Wishnowsky has joined the ranks of America's National Football League after being selected by the San Francisco 49ers in the fourth round of the league's draft. The 27-year-old has been playing for the University of Utah in the position of punter, making him the fifth Australian to play in that position for a NFL team. In a video posted to social media, 49ers General Manager John Lynch welcomed Wishnowsky to the side.
Mitch, this is John Lynch from the 49ers, man.
How's it going?
We're going to make you a Niner, all right?
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready? Ready? One, two, three.
Australian Minji Lee has also impressed in the women's golf, moving a step closer to a fifth LPGA Tour title. Going into the final round in Los Angeles, she led by one stroke ahead of Denmark's Nanna Kurtz Madsen. The 22-year-old is looking for her first win since last year's Volvic Championship, but is feeling hopeful, having finished in the top three in three of her past eight starts this year. Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.